Welcome, friends and family, guests and familiar faces, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior this evening. If this is your first time worshiping with us, we hope that you will feel welcome and at home here. And if you would like to be part of our life together, we worship every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you are welcome to come and learn more about the ways in which we live God's love and grace through scripture and music, prayer, community life, and service. Let us pray. O God of the baby of Bethlehem, we come into your presence with praise and thanksgiving. We hear the glad tidings of the angel voices. We come to experience this good news of great joy for all people. As the shepherds traveled to Bethlehem, we have traveled here, excited, expectant, hopeful, and a bit skeptical. Let the words of sacred scripture seep into our hearts to be treasured and pondered anew. We are here. We are ready, O God. Let the light of your love break forth in joy. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. Sing to God a new song. Sing to God all the earth. The heavens are telling the glory of God. Let the earth rejoice. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy. Reading from the book of Isaiah. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will stay in that day. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
And we begin from the Gospel of Luke, the familiar words of the Christmas story. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for you see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen and had been told to them.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, the feeling shall sing.
Friends, we call this the season of joy and celebration. We bake our favorite cookies and maybe even eat a few too many of them. We sing our favorite Christmas carols in the car at the top of our lungs and then pretend the person next to us isn't staring. And we also gather with friends and the family that we love, to give gifts, to share memories, and if we're lucky, even make a few as well. It is a joyous time of year. Anticipation and generous spirits abound. I'm sure each one of us has a beautiful memory to tell. And tonight I would like to share one with you. A story of how two families experienced the joy of the Christ child in two very different ways. This story aired a few years ago on the NPR Christmas special featuring contributions from the National Story Project. This account from Sylvia Seymour Aiken took place on Christmas 1949. Sylvia said that a light drizzle was falling in Memphis as my sister Jill and I ran out of the Methodist church, eager to get home and play with the presents that Santa had left for us and our baby sister Sharon. As we started driving down the highway through town, I noticed a gas station where the Greyhound bus stopped. It was closed for Christmas, but I noticed a family standing outside the locked door, huddled under the narrow overhang in an attempt to keep dry. Suddenly, my father U-turned in the middle of the road and said, "I can't stand it. Those people back there at the Pan Am station, standing in the rain, they've got children. It's Christmas. I just can't stand it." When my father pulled into the service station, I saw that there were five of them, the parents and three children, two girls and a small boy. My father rolled down his window. "Merry Christmas," he said. "You waiting on the bus?" The man said that they were, and they were going to Birmingham, where he had a brother and prospects for a job. "Well, that bus isn't going to come along for several hours, and you're getting wet standing here. Winburn's is just a couple miles up the road. They've got a shed and a cover there, and some benches." My father said, "Why don't you all get into the car, and I'll run you up there." The man thought about it for a moment, and then he beckoned to his family. And then they climbed into the car. They had no luggage, only the clothes they were wearing. And once they settled in, my father looked back over his shoulder and asked the children Santa had found them yet. Three glum faces mutely gave him his answer. "Well, I didn't think so," my father said, winking at my mother. "Because when I saw Santa this morning, he told me he was having trouble finding y'all. And he asked me if he could leave your toys at my house. We'll just go get them before I take you to the bus stop." All at once, the children's faces lit up, and they began to bounce around in the back seat, laughing and chattering. When we got out of the car at our house, the three children ran through the front door and straight to the toys that were spread out under our Christmas tree. One of the girls spied Jill's doll and immediately hugged it. I remember the little boy grabbed Sharon's ball, and the other girl picked something of mine. Back in the car, my father asked the man if he had money for bus fare. His brother had sent the tickets, the man said. My father reached into his pocket and pulled out $2, which was all he had left until his next payday. He pressed the money into the man's hand. The man tried to give it back, but my father insisted. "It'll be late when you get to Birmingham, and these children will be hungry before then. Take it. I've been broke before. I know what it's like when you can't feed your family." We left them at that bus stop in Winburn. As we drove away, I watched out the window as long as I could, looking back at the little girl hugging her new doll. That was the Christmas when my sisters and I learned joy. Friends, it's what Jesus does. He celebrates joy in circumstances that are less than ideal, in unexpected ways, with unlikely people. From the first day of his birth, he gathers unwed teenagers, innkeepers, shepherds, and kings, or perhaps two fathers trying to do their best for their families. This is a season of celebrating the joy that Mary birthed into this world that night so long ago. This joy is about more than presents under a tree. Joy is about opening our hearts and allowing the Christ child to be the light in the darkness of our world. We celebrate the joy, not only on this day, but each and every day we live out our faith through relationships, service, and embodying the Christ child to everyone we meet. And at times, allowing them to be Christ for us. May this be the joy for the whole world. Amen.
Let us pray. God of ultimate joy, we come before you with hearts gladdened by the holy birth of this evening. In the cry of an infant, you have given hope to all who cry. By the light of a star, you have helped us find our own way. Continue, O God, to guide us. Be born in us today. Renew our spirits and strengthen us to be your people. As we hear the familiar sacred story and sing beloved carols, may we, like the shepherds, hear the good news of amazing possibilities. In your sacred joy, we know that longing can become belonging. Visions can become reality. The world can be a place where people work together for the good of all and wars are no more. Show us ways to be hope-filled people so that we believe and live the joy you bring to us, so that the dark corners of grief and illness, war and poverty, loneliness and despair, conflict and discord can be filled with new beginnings. As we gather for Christmas celebrations, we give you thanks for family and friends with whom we share this season. And we give you thanks for loved ones in our lives who have been part of our Christmas past, but who are now enjoying life eternal. May the emptiness of their presence be filled with comfort, with the comfort that they are with you. Fill our hearts this evening, O God, with the meaning of the Christmas season. And may we leave as people wondering how we can reflect the Christ child in all that we do and in all that we are. Amen. As many of you know, in past years, the last 5 years, the Christmas Eve offering has gone to a fund to build a school in Jamaica. The good news, the really good news, is that this summer, that school was built, and children are attending it now. This year, our offering will go to a new mission project that has roots in our Jamaican connection. For men and women from Jamaica are coming to the Rochester area in the summer and the fall months to work on the farms in our area. The offering we collect tonight will give us an opportunity to dream about ways in which Gates Presbyterian Church can be supportive of these farm workers. I invite you to bring your gifts forward.
Thank you.
join me in the unison prayer of thanksgiving that is printed in your bulletin. Into the still and silent night, O God, you crept in beside us to be one of us. Into the still and silent night, O God, the angels announced your glory and the shepherds praised your name. Into the still and silent night, may our songs of thanksgiving and joy rise to your throne as our knees bend at your cradle. Amen. The Gospel of John proclaims that the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. This is the light that shines into the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Into the darkness of this world and our lives, the light has been born to us this day. May our collective light represent the divine promise of great joy that even the smallest light chases away the shadows in this world, even in those darkest places. Will the candle lighters please come forward? As the light is shared, we will hum Silent Night until all of the candles are lit, and then we will sing the verses that are printed in your bulletin. story tells us that it's those who wait in the world's shadows who are the first to know of the Christ child. Born into darkness, bringing great light. So leave here this evening to be carriers of the rumor of peace and the truth of love into a world longing for light. Pray for the justice another is waiting for and speak of the hope another needs to breathe. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us this night and always. Amen.